Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi, and today we are going to cover the chapter on changing role of procurement function and the emergence of global sourcing manager. So the objective of this particular chapter is to understand the global developments and the evolving role of global sourcing manager. What are the roles and responsibilities of the sourcing manager? Gain a high-level view of the procurement function. Understand the various levels of maturity of a global sourcing function. Understand the emergence of a CXO role, Chief Procurement Officer. Understand how supply chain analytics can be deployed by the global sourcing manager. Understand the process of performing health checks of the procurement function. Identify and understand the factors to be considered by global sourcing manager while pursuing the procurement. Understand the key differences between the traditional role and the emerging new role of the global sourcing manager. The structure will be as follows. So, evolving role of global sourcing manager, emergence of new role and responsibilities, key positions in global sourcing organization, high level view of the procurement function, level of global procurement function maturity, emerging CXO role in MNCs, that is a Chief Procurement Officer, supply chain and global sourcing analytics. Going further, health checks of global sourcing and supply chain function, factors which a global sourcing manager should be aware while pursuing international procurement, managing specific aspects and expectations in international procurement, traditional versus the new strategic role, China versus Africa, a perspective on global sourcing and outsourced manufacturing. So, starting with internal duties of a purchasing manager. So, collaboration with the internal network. So, purchasing manager has to collaborate with the users, understand the total requirement, and it's not just the user, but it also is with the quality and the R&D department. Making operating purchasing decisions. He is making more of tactical decisions, day-to-day purchasing decisions. Definition of purchasing strategies. So what are the strategies going to be used for each of the material? And that would depend upon what is the impact on the organization and what is the complexity and the significance of the material to the organization, which will decide on the strategies. Ensure collaboration with the external network. So first we talked about the collaboration with the internal network, but he also has to collaborate with the external network. Effective management of supplier relationship. So like you have the customer relationship management, in the procurement you have the supplier relationship management. And for the collaboration and the partnership, you need to have a supplier intimacy so that you work as an extension, as a partner, and not at arm's length. Formulate and organize the boundary interactions. So coordination of joint activities. So wherever there are any joint activities, he becomes the facilitator. Periodically monitor, evaluate, and develop suppliers. So this is a constant endeavor. You have to constantly look for new suppliers. Also, as the products evolve, there is innovation in the product, you will require new materials, new kind of components which are required, which will mean that you need to develop new suppliers. The trends in global sourcing affecting the evolution of role of global sourcing manager are increasing strategic role of purchasing in corporate policies across number of multinational organizations. So, purchasing, as we said at the beginning of purchasing is a strategic function. And especially when you're doing it at the global level in a multinational organization, it assumes very high significance because it has a very high impact in terms of success of the organization. shift towards more centralized control and establishment of global procurement companies or business setup. So increasingly, with multinational organizations spread across the globe, there is a centralization of the global procurement function. One of the reason is because you are looking at the consolidated requirement of the company as a whole. It's not a matter of you being located in one country and looking at global procurement, but here you're looking at global procurement for global operations. So continual efforts towards decreasing the number of suppliers. So in the past, the effort was, you kept on adding suppliers simply because someone was willing to supply slightly cheaper, or one supplier failed to make a supply and you introduce another supplier. But today, the focus is towards simplification, and you are now trying to reduce the number of suppliers or vendors. Focus over entering into long-term contracts instead of transaction-based procurement. So in the past, there was no real, partnering with the suppliers. It was more of transactional. It was like, this is the price that I want, and if you are able to give this price, I buy from you. Today, the focus has changed. Focus is now into long-term contracts, into collaborations, into partnering, where you work jointly and you work towards developing of the vendor. Use of category management, functional management in the field of global procurement, buying groups organized around end items rather than commodities. So in the category management, or in case of functional management, so you are grouping the key materials, core materials, strategic materials into groups which have similar kind of manufacturing or similar kind of suppliers. And then you have very specialized people who are actually catering to or managing the procurement of these materials. So emergence of a new role and responsibilities of a chief procurement officer. So responsible for development of corporate purchasing strategies, systems, and reporting. So he is actually guiding the development of your purchasing strategies, also the systems and how the reporting will happen. Provide overall guidance to various buyers. So the various buyers or category managers, etc., will be under the chief procurement officer, and he basically will guide and monitor them on a regular basis. Emergence of a new role and responsibility with respect to the corporate buyer. So what does the corporate buyer do? He manages strategic commodities. So here we talk about the category management, etc. Strategic commodities, large volume, high investment projects and services. So it could be, either the routine products which are core to the business, which account for major spend of the business, or it could be the high investment projects and services. Responsible for developing sourcing strategy for key commodities. And generally, the corporate buyer is a subject expert. So he is fully aware of who are the major suppliers, what are the chemistries, what are the raw materials, and he will track and monitor every development for the category that he's handling. Focus on long-range planning horizon. So he's closely monitoring and looking at the development of the market and making very informed decisions about when to buy, what to buy, where to buy, etc. Coming to the technical expert, so he explores new materials and components. So like, for example, if you look at, again, the automobile industry, a lot of changes are happening. I mean, even simple thing, if you look at the halogen lamps have been replaced by LED lamps, and various other components, they have changed. Now, for all these kind of changes, you require technical experts who will look at the long-term implications from the viewpoint of statutory compliance, safety, in terms of the implications on the car design, etc. So he is the materials and the component expert. identifies and supports development of new suppliers. And naturally, when you're going for a new technology, from halogen lamps, you're going to LED, then you are going to be, in need for new suppliers, since, you know, the technologies in both the cases are different. Discusses and evolves new specifications. So when you're entering into a new area, a new kind of a material or a new technology, the specifications have to be set up. Many a times the industry may not have a specification. So you have to evolve these specifications sometimes through a lot of R&D efforts. Perform market research, assist in selection of suppliers and negotiations. So he is constantly doing the market research on what are the kind of products which are on offer, what is it that the company should go for, and also, you know, in selection of the suppliers and negotiations based on the reliability of the product and the technologies. Often work on a decentralized level. So sometimes they are at a centralized level, but it could be also at a decentralized level. Important single point of contact of liaison between purchasing and R&D function. So this technical expert is actually working between, he is the single point of contact between the purchasing and the R&D function. Now we come to the project buyer and the material planner. So the project buyer is again a very specialized buyer. The project buyer holds similar responsibilities, except that the key focus of buying is on equipment and capital goods. So project buyer is more focused on procurement for projects. And mind you, when we are talking of projects, we are mainly talking of capital equipment and machines, etc. The material planner may be planning the other routine material which are required for the infrastructure. So his role is mainly, the role involves material planning and ordering, order handling, ensuring material supply, calling off material against annual agreements, vendor rating, monitor and control suppliers, quality and delivery performance. So basically he is, releasing the orders and also giving the call off as and when the material is required based on the project progression. So high level view of the procurement function, spend map and its visibility. So knowing the total quantum and what total spend of the organization is. So it's important to note, in a global organization, what is the total spend that you have and where the spend is going, who are the people spending on what activities, what purposes, which are the vendors, where the major spend is. So, knowing who is spending and on what activities and purpose, or identification of the vendors supply multiple business units. Because in a global organization, you will find the vendors may be supplying to multiple units of yours. Identification of business units that buy the same or similar goods and services across the globe. So sometimes you find the same product is bought by different units with slight differences. So that's the reason we use the word similar goods, which actually gives you the idea that there is a scope for standardization. Knowing what portion of the organization spend is with the core supplier. That means, like we always say, which are the 10 top raw materials or the 10 top materials where our spend goes. You also look at which are the top 10 vendors, in terms of our purchases. So that means we are paying the top 10 vendors that we are paying to. Having information about the total number of one-off and small value transactions suppliers. So as part of the complexity reduction, you are also looking at how many one-off transactions that you have, and they are all small value transactions. The whole purpose is, if you can eliminate them, or you can have this kind of transactions through your supplier base. That means instead of, adding more suppliers for one-off kind of a transaction, whether your existing suppliers can also cater to you and, help you out with this supply of one-off kind of requirement. How many transactions organization processes, and what is the associated administrative cost of such transactions? So generally, when you look at the transaction across the organization, it will run into thousands of purchase orders which are released for various kinds of direct spend, indirect spend, and you know, for it could be the key core materials, project related materials, or it can be also for the indirect spend, you know. So they will track this. They will look at what is the administrative cost that you are incurring in the procurement function, and what is the kind of a volume you are handling, which also tells you what is your cost per transaction. So what are the factors driving cost reduction across the value chain? Eliminating demand where applicable and opportunity exists. So you find that there are certain demands which can be done away with, then you try to eliminate them. Reviewing the volume requirement of the organization, whether you know you can consolidate the volumes and you know, even reduce the volume, or you can optimize the volumes. Achieving reduction in the demand frequency. So if you are ordering a product very frequently, whether you can reduce the frequency of the ordering. Every time you order the material, there is a cost to the supplier, there is a cost to your organization. You have to create the documentation, you create the GRN, goods receipt note. Also, there may be inspection associated with it. That means every time the material comes in, somebody has to physically check the material or check the quality, etc. So if you can reduce the frequency of you know, the call-offs which are given, that is one more scope. Evaluating alternatives to filling the need. So if there is a certain need, certain requirement, whether any alternatives are available to fulfill the need, by doing so, again, you reduce the complexity. Encouraging reuse. So if there are materials which can be reused, you know, for the same purpose or a different purpose, so if that can be done. Simplifying and or standardizing the products, services, specifications, etc. So what we saw, you know, it could be that the same material is bought with slight difference in the specification. You can simplify it by standardizing this specification so that everywhere you are using the material with the same specification. Reducing portfolio range and complexity. So again, when you are actually standardizing the materials, your portfolio is likely to shrink. The SKUs, number of SKUs that you handle will actually reduce. And the reduced portfolio will mean that you're going to hold lesser inventory, less number of orders, lesser complexity, lesser working capital that you require. Supplier relationship failure, and what are the key reasons? So excessive focus and time spent in managing transactional suppliers and inadequate attention to suppliers of strategic importance. And this happens because normally the transactional business which is there, which is the small volume, routine kind of a business, too much effort, too much time, too much resources are spent on those. And very little time is actually spent on the materials of strategic importance, where you know, even a small difference, a small reduction in inventory or a small reduction in price can actually give the company a large benefit. Issue-based management for key suppliers and informal mechanism. Late involvement of legal team, only after a legal issue arises. So you have a legal issue, you try to solve it at your end. And you escalate it only when things go out of control. This is one of the reasons, you know, why the relationship fails. Lack of continuous improvement program as a part of supplier management framework. So you do not have a continuous improvement plan. That means you are not doing an assessment, you're not rating the performance, you're not giving a feedback to the supplier. Many times what it does is it leads to some kind of a blame game, and which will actually result in you know, failure of the relationship. lack of periodic conversation with strategic suppliers on various aspects related to procurement. You are supposed to be constantly in touch with your strategic suppliers. Any development which are happening should be known to you. Even any fluctuations in demand, any delivery failures, etc., constantly have to be communicated to all concerned. And one of the reason is because the strategic materials will have a serious repercussion on your operations. So again, if you are not aware, if you're not in touch with your suppliers, then you are going to be embarrassed and you will get into a blame game and result in failure of the relationship. Inability to identify supplier and assess on various aspects like financial stability, performance on ethics, quality controls, standards, technical capabilities and experience in the business value chain. So also you can get certain surprises. You may suddenly find that your supplier has gone bankrupt, or that he is not financially stable, or that he actually comes to you asking for advance payment when the payment is not due to him, simply because he doesn't have money to buy the raw material. So assessment of the supplier is very much necessary, and selection of the suppliers who are really capable is very important, because it actually avoids a lot of pain later on. So levels of global procurement function maturity. So you have here the passive, independent, supportive and integrative. So we start with what are the characteristics of the passive function. So lack of strategic direction. There is no strategic direction. I mean, it's more of a transactional kind of procurement that you have. Function as a reaction to the request of the department. So that means the procurement's reaction is it's more reactive in nature. When there is a demand, when there is a request, they will jerk into action. Time spent on quick fix, routine, trivial and transaction oriented operations. Selection of supplier is purely based on price and material service availability. So this is the passive kind of a operation. More on the passive. So more focused on efficiency and timely purchasing, very limited amount of interfunctional communication, very low visibility of the procurement function in an organization. So now we are looking at the different kind of procurement functions and the maturity level. So we start from the lowest maturity level, which is passive. So typically, how does this organization look like? There is a lack of strategic direction, functions as a reaction to the request of other department. That means they jerk into action only when there is a request from another department. They are not proactive in their approach. Time spent on quick fix, routine, trivial and transaction oriented operations. That means their focus is more transactional. Selection of supplier is purely based on price and material or service availability. More focused on efficiency and timely purchasing. That means it's more again transactional. Once they have brought the material, that means they feel the responsibility is done. It's over. Very limited amount of interfunctional communication. They are not visible within the organization. Very low visibility of the procurement function in an organization, which we already covered, that they have very limited interaction within the organization. Coming to the next maturity level, which is independent. So the procurement function deploys latest purchasing techniques or practices. Strategic direction is, however, independent. So they are geared, they are aware of what is the latest happening in the market, what are the latest procurement techniques, etc. But when it comes to the strategy, they have a strategy which is totally independent. It is not aligned with the competitive strategy of the business. And mind you, the business strategies have to be aligned with every function of the business, you know. So in this case, the differentiating factor is that they are not aligned with the business strategy. Performance of the function is largely evaluated on the basis of cost reduction achieved and efficiencies gained. So cost becomes the primary function, and efficiency, that means whether they brought the material in time or not, whether, you know, something like OTIF, on time in full. Good level of coordination links exist between the purchasing and the technical department. Top management of the organization is fully aware and recognizes the importance of the professional development and opportunities that exist in the procurement function, which contribute to the profitability of the organization. So it, yes, it's a professional organization. They are doing a professional job, apart from the fact that the procurement strategy is not really aligned with the organization's strategy. Coming to the next level, which is supportive. So here, the procurement department provides active support to the organization's competitive strategy by implementing innovative purchasing techniques and the practices. So they are aligned with the strategies of the organization, and they are constantly providing support to the organization in terms of the purchasing techniques and the practices. The actions of the procurement function strengthens the competitive position of the organization. So they are again supporting as far as the edge, competitive edge of the organization is concerned. Representatives from the purchasing team often are part of the sales and the proposal teams. So they are actively involved in the management processes, in the various functions within the organization, right up to sales. They understand the strategic importance of the sourcing activity carried out by them. Suppliers, vendors are looked at from the perspective as a business resource or as a partner. Those vendors are carefully selected and continually motivated to excel. So there is a move towards the partnership concept. There is a move towards developing, you know, the good suppliers, and to do so, they are continuously motivated. The procurement function continuously monitors the market, products, vendors, and other clues from the business. So they are keeping track of the development which happens in the market, which will give the procurement function the advantage in negotiating of prices, or, you know, regulating the prices as per the market movement of the raw materials. And we come to the most mature form of the procurement function, which is the integrative. And how is it different? The procurement function is completely integrated into the organization's competitive strategy. So here, they are completely aligned with the organization's strategy. The procurement function is one of the key contributors to the strategy development process. So here they are not simply following the strategy, they are also contributing to the development of the strategy. Permanent lines of communication exist between other key functions and the procurement functions. They are in touch with the stakeholders within the organization. So it can be the finance, the treasury, the users, the technical departments like R&D or quality, etc. Performance of the procurement function is clearly linked to the strategic outcome and contributing factors to the organization's success. So they are actively contributing, and the contribution can be linked to the performance of the organization. So now we come to the emerging role of Chief Procurement Officer. So, you know, what are the roles of a chief procurement officer? Achieving financial objectives through cost reduction, purchase price variance, sourcing from low-cost market. Basically, you know, giving you an edge in terms of, you know, cost, while ensuring that your quality and other criteria are met. That means you have the timely supplies and everything, but keeping those criteria same, the costs are brought down. re-engineering business processes and supply chain to increase the efficiency and effectiveness. So we talked about how re-engineering can actually bring down the need for resources, speed up the process, make the process more flexible, more agile. So this is another role of the chief procurement officer. Satisfying business needs in delivery time and quality, thereby meeting the business objective. So apart from the cost, we talked about, you know, the other KPIs like timely delivery or, you know, the quality meeting the requirement, no failures, no rejections, because all these can actually affect your operations and throw you, you know, out of gear. Managing outsourcing activity and delivering contracts, identify and develop new avenues for sourcing. So constantly he is also looking at more avenues, you know, more sources, etc., for improving the procurement function. Managing and enhancing the purchasing system, organization and policy, promote deployment of technology. Constantly need to deploy new technology, and also your policies, etc., have to change with the change of technology, change of the processes, because with the advancements, you know, a lot of things have changed, and the department, the purchasing systems have to align with the changing markets. Guaranteeing quality of the purchase at all times, so that, you know, all the purchases that they make are actually meeting the requirement of the buyers or the user department. Thank you.